ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುಭುವನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಶಾಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ ವೆನ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್ಸ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್ಸ್. ವೈಲ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಟು ರಿಟರ್ನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಸ್ತಿನಾಪುರ ಟು ದ್ವಾರಕಾ, he was about to sit in his chariot and move off. This is the time when Kurukshetra battle was over and the Pandavas were coronated as the kings of the world and everything was over. Now Krishna was returning back to Dwaraka. At that time Kunti Maharani, the mother of the Pandavas, she came and she offered many wonderful prayers to Krishna, begging him to stay back for some more days. So at that time one beautiful verse she told Krishna. ಇಮೆ ಜನಪದ ಸ್ಪೃದ್ಧ ಸುಪಕ್ವೌಷಧಿ ವಿರುದ ವನಾದ್ರಿ ನದಿ ಉದನ್ವಂತೋ ಹೇದಂತೆ ತವ ವೀಕ್ಷಿತೈಹಿ. ಶಿ ಸೆಟ್ ತವ ವೀಕ್ಷಿತೈಹಿ, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಪುಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಗ್ಲ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ಲಾರಿಷಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪೆರಿಟಿ. ಶಿ ಸೆಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೀ ದಟ್ ದ ಓಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಫುಲ್ ಆಫ್ ನವರತ್ನಾಸ್. The mountains are full of gold and silver and diamond and everything. And the fields are full of water and paddy and wheat and grown to tall size. And the cows' udders are full of milk. And they're running hither and there. Their milk bags are moving this way and that way. And the milk is oozing out of their udders when the hefty cows are running happily here and there. And all the people are also very happy. Everywhere there is hariyali. Everywhere there is greenery, the flowers are blooming, the trees are laden with ripe fruits, the nightingales and all the cuckoos are singing very sweetly. Everywhere there is happiness, and that is because you are putting your glance in the nature, because your drishtipat is Amrit Varsha. Because when you see any place, that place flourishes. And when you close your eyes or you turn away, then that place perishes, she said. So, this is called the principle of Yasmin Trushtam, Jagat Trushtam. When Krishna is pleased, then the whole nature flourishes. You see, modern man thinks that we are getting all the things from nature by some kind of automatic mechanism. Nothing happens automatically. Imagine if a child comes home and he finds some sandwich and a tomato ketchup. He is pouring it and then he is eating. Oh, it's so nice. And then the mom will come from the kitchen and ask, Beta, how are you? Are you happy? Is it nice? You ask the child, how did you get this sandwich? I came from school and I was hungry and I found it on the plate. It doesn't come automatically. Mother has kept it there. Otherwise, how can the child get it? So the child got the eatable kept by the mother. Similarly, we are getting fruits, we are getting grains, cereals and everything in nature. Mother nature is giving us. Although we can't understand how she is giving it. Because the father is bringing the seed. He is giving the seed. Aham bija pradaha pita. And then the mother is producing. So the whole nature, Krishna says, works under his direction. Maya adhyakshena prakritihi suyate sa characharam. ಹೇತು ನಾನೇನ ಕೌಂತೇಯ ಜಗತ್ ವಿಪರಿವರ್ತತೆ. ಇಸ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ, ದಿಸ್ ಮೆಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್ ಯು ಸಿ ಇಸ್ ವರ್ಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಮೈ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಷನ್, ಮೈ ಅಧ್ಯಕ್ಷತಾ. ಅದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೂಪರ್, ಅಕ್ಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐಸ್ ವಿಷನ್. ಸೊ ಅಧ್ಯಕ್ಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೂಪರ್ ವಿಷನ್. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಸೂಪರ್ವೈಸರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೇಚರ್? ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಹೆಮ್. ಸೊ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈ ಇಸ್ ಪುಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ಲ್ಯಾನ್ಸ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ದ ನೇಚರ್ ಇಸ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಪ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. Like that he is telling in Bhagavad Gita. Just like a supervisor is telling somebody to the in a hotel also, a supervisor is telling a waiter, hey, come here, go and bring some chapatis, some sabji, some sweet. So he's telling the waiter, then the waiter brings. Similarly, Lord Krishna is ordering the nature to produce nice things. And when will he order the nature to produce nice things for us? When he is pleased with us. So in the Vedic times they do yajna. Now in this age, Kali Yuga, the yajna we do is chanting of Hare Krishna. This is the yajna. Krteya dhyayato vishtum tretayam yadato makhai dvapare paricharyayam kalo tad harikirtanat. There is a different type of yajna for Satya Treta Dvapara Kali. And for Kali Yuga, we should do chanting of Hare Krishna. And when Lord is pleased with our chanting, then when He smiles, then the nature will flourish. And you can lead a happy life. And you can see, those devotees who chant Hare Krishna regularly, every day, sincerely, seriously, with a prayerful mood, eventually you see they become very, very happy. They become very cheerful. And whatever they need, Krishna supplies. And not only to them, because they are chanting, even many others also benefit in this world. Because of some good souls, many other souls also benefit in this world. So, it is the duty of everybody to follow the laws of God and be obedient to God and make Him smile and make Him happy. Like one time, Srila Prabhupada was sitting in a park bench along with His disciples abroad somewhere. So He was telling the disciples, just see this park, how neatly the plants are trimmed, how beautiful, colorful flowers are blooming in this garden. They made the pathway, aisles and everything nicely. So, Prabhupada said, we are allowed to come inside this park. We can sit in the park bench. We can talk to each other. We can utilize this place. And this is maintained by the government. If the government wouldn't maintain this place, it won't be so beautiful like the way we see it. Is it not true? So, you are allowed to use the park. But you cannot come to park and go in the middle of the garden and pass a big quantity of stool. We are not allowed to do that. Or we are not allowed to pluck the flowers from the garden. Or we cannot come to the garden and catch each other's collar and punch on each other and falling on the plants and destroying them. We are not allowed. Immediately the watchman will come. Hey! He will clap the hands and say, get out! He will say. Because it is maintained by the government. Similarly, this whole nature is maintained by Krishna's government. And we are allowed to take our fruits, grains, cereals, rainwater, sunlight, wind. We can also take the ores like minerals like gold, silver, diamond and everything. We are allowed to take manganese, sulfur, you know, all the dhatus also. We are allowed to use all of them. But if we take all of them for our own enjoyment, because the garden maintained by the government, it belongs to the government. Similarly, this is Krishna's government from which we are taking. Like you are taking MSEB electricity light, but you are paying to Maharashtra State Electricity Board. You are paying some electricity charges. You are taking a Bisleri bottle. You pay for the bottle. We are taking from Krishna, Krishna's nature. What are we paying Him? So two things we should do. Chant Hare Krishna and follow Krishna given laws as He is given in the scriptures. Then we can please Him. We should act exactly the way He has ordered us to act. Then when He is pleased, when He smiles, then the nature will flourish. In the modern times, we can see that there is a lot of poverty. Modern man is saying, oh, there is not enough amount of grains. People are saying that there is no food, there is not enough money. People are suffering everywhere, there is no water supply, the rains are not coming, the sun is too hot, the winters are too cold. And the nature is drying up. Things are not coming. Why is it so? Because people are making God unhappy. When we make God happy, the nature has to flourish. Modern man is professing himself as having become very advanced. But what advancement are we seeing? Like when I was a small boy, I remember eating in a silver plate at home. We have a gold plate and a silver plate. My grandfather used to eat from a silver plate every day. But today people are eating on paper plates. Somewhere I went, they were giving a paper plate. When you eat in a paper plate, a hot upma, then paper comes along with that. And you have to eat paper like a donkey. This is a modern day situation. My mother used to wear beautiful gold nose ring and earring studded with diamonds. Today I am seeing women all wearing plastic earrings and plastic, you know, hairpins and everything. So it is the age of plastics, you see. So, are we advancing or are we going back? Is prosperity increasing or scarcity increasing? So I call it as Vedic prosperity versus modern scarcity. Why so? Because people are displeasing God. But the more we align with God, there will be prosperity. There will be happiness. So there is a beautiful verse which says, Prithve Bhushanam Raja Narinam Bhushanam Pati Sarvari Bhushanam Chandro Vidya Sarvasya Bhushanam. It is said that for the earth, what is the beauty? To have a righteous Rajarishi king. A king who is a Rajarishi. And for the sky, what is the beauty? A Purnima Chandra. A Chandrama in the sky. That is the beauty. Similarly for a woman, the husband is the beauty. Similarly for a man who may have ugly look, everything, but if he is educated, if he is wise, he has knowledge of God, and if he knows the purpose of life, then that is considered perfection. In this way, in this world, what is the greatest beauty? Krishna is the greatest beauty. And when Krishna is smiling, then the nature flourishes. When Krishna, we don't make him happy, then we suffer. Yasmin tushtam, jagat tushtam. You all know how when Durvasa Muni had come to the jungle, asking Pandavas to feed the 60,000 disciples. At that time, Krishna asked for the Akshay Patra and took one grain and put in his mouth. Then all the 60,000 disciples of Durvasa, including Durvasa, got satisfied. And they didn't want to eat anything more. When Krishna ordered Bhima to go and call them, they all fled in the opposite direction because their stomachs were bloating. Because when Krishna was satisfied, all Jivarashis became satisfied. So let us chant Hare Krishna and make Krishna happy. Yasmin tushtam, jagat tushtam. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.